get them.
Okay. I want to start with two different Mahalchen, and let's finish that up, and then we got to see the Tosis and a little bit of the Gemara, and then we have time to do a little bit of Chumash, a halacha for Chumash, like we saw yesterday. First thing I want to begin with is we haven't had a chance to discuss halacha lamaisa about a katan. We'll get into more in the coming days, God willing, more about the lumdus and katan. But halacha lamaisa, what do we say about katan? So let's begin with that first mahalach, what we say about a katan. The Mishnah clearly writes that we don't light a katan shecht. And if we shecht, if it's acherin omer agabdav, if there's someone supervising him, the shechitas ksheira b'dieved. That's correct. What does it imply in the Mishnah if no one's supervising the katan? That it's pasul b'dieved, correct? And the Gemara, we'll see if we get to it today, says explicitly in Amud Beis that if there's no one supervising a chereshot of the katan, it's pasul b'dieved, because we're afraid they might delay in the shechita, they might do drisa, they might push the knife down, they might do chalada. There are five psulim when it comes to shechita, guys, that we'll have to know. And chalada, the Gemara mentions three of them. It doesn't mention drisa and akira. Chalada is when you stop in the middle. You shecht from the middle of the thickness of the trachea and the windpipe. Supposed to go from the side and shecht. So lamaisa, let's get down. If a chereshot of a katan has no supervision, the shechit is possible b'dieved, and we're concerned shem yishu, shem yidrusu, shem yachalidu. Okay. What I want to bring up is, and let's get it down. What happens if you deal with a katan that is experienced? He's a very talented young boy, and he knows how to shecht. So let's get down the shitas regarding this. If a katan knows how to watch shecht, and he's experienced, and he's been taught, what is the din legabe a katan regarding this? Let's get it down. So there's two questions we really need to deal with. That's lechachila, if it's omer agabav, would we give it to him? Would we give it to him lechachila with supervision? And number two, b'dieved. What will be the din b'dieved? He did it on his own. So let's get this. So the Rajabah in the Torah Sabayis and the Ra'ah and the Rosh and Simen Dalet and the Ran and Sukkah, along with the Tur and Yordaya Simen Aleph, they say the following. Please get it. A katan that's talented physically and knows how to shecht, he's Yodea La'amein Es Yadav. That's the word La'amein. What is La'amein? Like an artisan. La'amein Es Yadav. He's like a craft. He knows how to do it. So says the Shita, the Rashba, the Ra, the Rosh, and the Ran, and the Tur, that we could give it to a katan lechachila, the shecht, as long as someone supervises. And the Rosh says, Linyan Shita, a katan that knows, is talented, knows how to what, is very, you know, physically, very, very, you know, he's coordinated. That's the word I was looking for. A katan shi'igia lechinuch. A katan that's coordinated, knows how to deal with his hands, is a katan yigil lechinuch. And the Gemara comments in Sukkim and Bezim and Av and Bezim Bez. Let's get it. Toner Abanan a katan yodel and anea chaya betluluv v'chulei hayodel lishchot oklin mishchitaso. If you know how to shecht, you can eat from your shechita. Amar Ravunu husha gadol omer al gabav. So where's the Gemara in Shas? Men Bezim and Av and Sukkim and Bezim and Bez. That if a katan is the talented guy's coordinated, you could give it to him lechachil with acherim omer al gabav. Let's get it. And the brisa says ayodea lishchot. And our mishnah says anyone's omer al gabav is kashi without knowing. So what's going on? So I want you to get this. A katan that's talented and knows is coordinated, it's mutter even lechachila. Mutter even lechachila to give it to him with supervision. However, a katan that doesn't know how to shecht, is not coordinated, his shechit is good, b'dieved, l'maisa. His shechit is good, b'dieved. When it says, kol shomen al gav of their kosher, as long as there's supervision. Even if you don't know how to shecht, it's good, b'dieved. So we got that so far? So what comes out, are you? So what do we have? A katan that's yodel, la'amein, is yadav, and the supervision, you can give it to him what? L'chachila. a cotton that what? That does not coordinate, and you give it to them, and there's someone that's supervising. It's good what? Bidyevid. Correct. Please get it.
Always need supervision.
What'd you say? Always need supervision. Well said, Shmuel, for the cotton. If you have supervision and he's talented, you give it to him lechachila. If there's supervision and he doesn't, is not coordinated, then you cannot bidyevid. It's good. So does everyone agree to this mahalach? That was the first sheet in Rishonim. The Drisha points out, if you look in Tyson Sukkah on Membeis and Beis, and the Smag and the Sefer HaChum and the Marshal, they say that a cotton that knows how to what coordinate his hands, and everyone sees him sheft good, is kshera only b'dyevet.
Who says this?
This is the Tosus and Sukkah, the Drisha on the bottom of the tour points out. This is what Tosus and Sukkah and the Smag and the Sefer HaChum and the Marshal. They say a cotton that's coordinated and people can see him do it, supervise him, it's only b'dyevet. They say, I don't agree with that. It's not good, l'chachilu.
Do they give a reason why?
Well, they say it's also to do l'chachilu, because they say the b'raisa, when it says, akadna yodea lishkot ochel mishchitaso, only means b'dyevet. So that means when the Mishnah says, k'shera means b'dyevet, that's only a cotton that what? That is coordinated. So it comes out to be a big chumrah. What's the big chumrah? That if you have a cotton that's uncoordinated, even with guys supervising, what's the din? Drop it down one level according to the second shita. What's that? Drop it down one level according to the shita. What it's going to be? Puzzle even? Even b'dyevet. So according to this second shita, Lamaisa, you're going to have to say that a cotton that's uncoordinated, and even other guys are supervising, it's puzzle b'dyevet. This second shita is a tremendous chumrah. It's against the first shita. So I want you to get these two shitas. Please get it. And Benji, you're asking who how do you... We're talking, you know, the guy knows how to shecht. It's so coordinated to shecht. The rabbanim of the town. The rabbanim of the town will see, will determine whether this cotton is what, whether this cotton knows what he's doing. So how many shitas do we have so far? Two shitas, yes? Halach l'maisan, what's the shayla? If a cotton knows how to what, always need over al gabal, like Shmuel said. But if he's coordinated, the first sheet that says l'chachila, it's good. If he's uncoordinated, b'yevet, it's good. Yeah? What's the second sheet to say? That only with supervision, l'maisa, even with coordination, it's only good, b'yevet, it's also l'chachila. Mashmur, where he's uncoordinated, even with supervision, it's puzzle what? Yeah. Puzzle even b'yevet. You could not eat the meat. So how do we paskin? So l'maisa, it's a very interesting shiloh, halacha l'maisa, but let's get it. We paskin, and let's point out the two shitas l'maisa and the Rishonim before we get to the halacha l'maisa. The Rashba and the Ra'ah hold, okay? Actually, it's a machlokes Rashba and Ra'ah. It's machlokes Rashba and Ra'ah. The Ra'ah holds, even a cotton has two milas. What does milas mean? What is a mila? A compliment, meaning a positive. What does he say? He's coordinated physically, number one, and number two, he's intellectually talented. He knows hilchos shechita. If you have both, he says, halacha l'maisa, this is the ra'ah shechita. Even if a cotton has both, he's still not neman l'maisa to testify that it was good, because he's still a cotton. Still a cotton. So if you don't have supervision, please get this. This is talking about where there's no supervision, and he has both talents, not just coordinated. Up till now, we're just talking about coordinated. But he's coordinated, he knows all the halachas. Still the Ra'ah says it's bad, because you can't trust him. Whereas the Rashba and the Tur say that if there's no supervision, but he's double talented, it's kosher b'dyevet. You can't trust him. We don't care. We don't assume he messed up, because he knows the halakas. This is the Rashba and the Tur. Second sheet, Rashba and the Tur. No. First sheet was the Ra'ah. Okay? I said by mistake Rashba, Ra'ah. The first one is the Ra'ah. Second one is the Rashba and the Tur.
What did the Rashba and the Tur hold in there? It is okay.
The Rashba and the Tur say if you have double talent, you're physically coordinated, and you are what? Are you intellectually know the halachas? Then it is good, according to Rashi, the tour with no supervision, b'di'evid. Because we assume he didn't make a mistake. And if you look in Rashi, quotes Rashi and Sukkah, I want you to get this down. Rashi and Sukkah, Membez v'miz maska yodeya, says, Yodeya lishchot, la'amein yodav l'shchita. Afo pishin obaki b'lcha shchita, mutl l'achol m'shchitasom. Kenamber Rav Huna v'usha omid agabav. Mashma from Rashi, that what? What's a mashma from Rashi? That if you know the halachas, if you know the halachas and you're coordinated, what's the din? It's mutter b'di'evit even without supervision. So this is the sheet of the Rashi and the Tur, and Rashi and Sukkah seems to be like that second sheet. Okay? So what's the first part that we covered? Let's get everything crystal clear. Clear as glass. The first part we covered was a boy that was physically coordinated. He didn't know any of the halachas. So we discussed this two sheetahs on that. The second part we're discussing now is he has a double mila. He's coordinated. Natan, you're writing this down. And what else? He's coordinated and he owes the halachas. The Ra'as says it's still us or what? B'di'evid. Still, because there was no supervision. And the Rashi and the Tur say that what? And Rashi?
It's okay,
that it's considered to be good b'di'evid. Excellent, Benji. Correct. Now, la halacha. Let's get to it now. Third part now. La halacha. How do we hold on to all these things? Let's get it, Binyamin. Let's get it. We could, after shoot, we got a whole day. You get to relax, somebody's going to play ball, you can rest. But let's get everything. What do you got here? Says the Shach. Let's get it. The Shach in Siman Al Sivikofe says like this. Please get it. I want you to get this. He points out two sheetahs. Let's get it. We'll go through it slow. According to the Beis Yosef, if he has either talent, he's coordinated, or he's a baki in halachas, you can shech l'chachila with supervision. Either or, says the Beis Yosef, is good. You can give it to him l'chachila with supervision. What, you got it down, Benj? L'chachila, yes. You can give it to him l'chachila with supervision. Please get it.
Who says this again?
Beis Yosef. This is the halacha, according to the Beis Yosef. What happens if he doesn't have either? He's not coordinated, and he doesn't know the halachas. What's the din? B'di'evid, it's good if he had supervision. Oh, says the Beis Yosef, now continuing, get it. Let's say when he has no supervision, and he what? And he has both qualities. What's the din? It's possible even b'di'evid because we don't trust him. That's like who? Like the Ra'ah, yes? That's like the Ra'ah. So everyone got that? Are you? Oh. However, so that's the sheet of the Beis Yosef. Yeah. Let me repeat the Beis Yosef's whole sheet. If he has one of the two talents, you give him l'chachila with supervision. Omer al gabav. If he has neither talents, it's mutter b'di'evid if there's supervision. Yes?
He has neither.
If he has neither, but the supervision b'di'evid, it's good. But let's say there's no supervision, and he has both talents. What's the din? I don't care. Still possible b'di'evit, says the Ra'ah. We paskin, the Shach says, the Beis Yosef says like the Ra'ah. However, there's a second shita. Who's the second shita? The Marshal, the Drish, and the Bach. What do they say? If he has either talent, even Omer al-Gabav is only good, what? If he has either talent, and there's supervision, what's the din? It's good b'di'evid. If he has either talent, it's good what b'di'evid? Not l'chachila. Against the Beis Yosef. L'chachila, this is the sheet of the Marshal, the Drish, and the Bach. L'chachila, what do you need? No, you need all three things. Supervision. He needs to be an expert, and he needs to be coordinated. That's the only l'chachila we accept, says the what, the Marshal, the Drish, and the Bach. Amazing. Amazing. We'll never accept, that's the only l'chachila. That's the only l'chachila.
Anything less than that is b'di'evid?
Anything less than that is going to be b'di'evid, correct. We're talking about with, because he said even with supervision, it's only b'di'evid if you have one of the two. Remember we said that according to the Beis Yosef, yes? That's lechachila if you have one of the two with supervision. In order to have a lechachila according to Beis Yosef, you only need two. Either a coordinator or a talent, and then also supervision, right? According to the Sheet of the Marshal, Dishenmach, you need three things to be lechachila. Okay, and then let's finish it up. What happens if there's no supervision according to the Marshal, Dishenmach? What do you say? What do you say? Pasul even b'di'evit. There's no supervision, pasul b'di'evit. And you know what else he says, Pasul b'di'evit? Even if you have what? If you don't have both talents, and even if it's Omen al Gabav, Pasul b'di'evit. If no one's watching him, Lamaisa? No. The last one is, even with someone watching him, but he didn't have either, he wasn't coordinated, and he wasn't a mumcha, that even with supervision, his shechita is Pasul b'di'evit. His shechita is Pasul b'di'evit. Okay? Shechit is Pasul b'di'evit. That's the sheet of the Marshal Drishenbach. See, the Beis Yosef didn't talk about that case. If he had neither, what would be Achir and Omer Agabav? Right? I mean, he didn't talk about it if he didn't have either. Remember that? He didn't talk about that. So we got the sheet, we got the halacha. I would imagine we should be Machmir. This is a Shiloh D'Oraisa, guys. And I would imagine we should be machmir like the Marshal Drish and the Bach. That's what I would imagine. Halach l'maisa. So we got this klor. Want me to repeat it?
What was that last part?
Yes. Let's repeat the whole sheet of the Marshal Drish and Bach. Again, if a cotton has what? Either or. And there's supervision, it's only mutter what? B'di'evit. One is it only good l'chachil if you have all what?
Three.
All three. Supervision, he's an expert, he's coordinated. Now, what happens if you have no supervision? What's the din? Pasul b'di'evit. And what happens if he doesn't have either? He's not coordinated and he's not a mumcha. He's not a mumcha, he's not coordinated. What's the din if there's supervision in that case? Still pasul b'di'evit. The Marshal, Drishin, the Bach are the most machmer. So, Lamaisa, let's get the sheetas. Halach Lamaisa. Any questions on this? Ask me. You can ask me. Shmuel clear? We got it. So that's the first mahalak I wanted to do by cotton. We hadn't had a chance to do it. This is it now. Okay. Second mahalak we get to, and then we have to go on into Tisus and in the Gemara. Let's take a look in the packet. There's one other mahalak that we left out that we have to get to now, and that is the following. And we hinted to it just now. We said that a cherishot to the cotton is good if there's supervision, and those people that are kosher lecharchila, it's kosher without supervision, based on what principle? Are you familiar with the principle? How do we believe a shochet to say shechted correctly? There's a klal in Gittin, excellent. Take a look at Gittin, guys. I'm proud of you, right in the middle of the Amud. It says, Eid echad neman b'yisurin. What does yisurin mean? Kashrus. It means kashrus. It means your day. It's not irva. It's not a davar shabir, it's not dinim ominous. By a davar shabir, you need two adim. By dinim ominous, you need two adim. But when it comes to yisurim, one is suffices. Eid echanem and bisurim. So anytime you have no supervision, who are you relying on? You're relying on the shaykhet based on the principle eid echanem and bisurim. This is what the Pnei Yeshua writes on our Mishnah in Maseches Chulin Beis Medalef. Bless you. But there is a problem here. Dor Zeruah quoted Negos Ashri in Simon Yadalit in the Rosh, in Chulin, in Arba Sechta, asks, how can you believe a Shochet? How can you believe a Shochet? What's the problem? We just said, Eid Echad Nema B'Yisurim. Let's get it down. But there's a problem. There's a cloud, Eid Echad is not Nema B'Yisurim, against the Chazakah. What on earth is a Chazakah? Chazakah is a presumptive status, which in Yiddish we call shtel on the chazaka. There's a presumptive status that this behemoth was usher. Where's the makor for that? If you turn to Tesamet Aleph real quick, look at Tesamet Aleph. The Gemara in the middle of the Amid says, Damar of Huna, behemoth bechaya becheskes iser omedes. A behemoth right here. Tesamet Aleph, a behemoth bechayeha. Becheskes Israel Medes. Ad Shivadalacha Till you know for sure Shekharot. What status is a behema? A live behema. Rashi says over there in Tesbav, it's Avri Minachai. It's Avri Minachai. It's a live animal. It's a presumptive status that the animal's usher. Tosin Shvus on Daf Toftal, the Rav says an Isser Enes Avuach. I want you to get it down. There's an Isser Essay. What does an Isser Essay mean? But the Torah doesn't formulate it as a lav. Doesn't say don't eat ham and don't eat shatnas like it does by those things. It says you're not allowed to free your Evet Kenani. How does the Torah say that? La'olam behem tavodu. Make sure you keep your Evet Kenani always working. So through that, you see the Torah asks you to free him. But it doesn't say lo l'shakra. You understand what I'm saying? An Isser Essay is formulated in the Torah in a positive way. That's why it's called an Isser Essay. Yes? Isser Essay. So you know what the Isser is? Eina Zavuach. Any behemoth that's not shechted is an Isser Essay. There's an Isser Essay called Eina Zavuach. So I want you to get that down. If I ask you what is the presumptive status of a behemoth before it's shechted, Rashi says it's Evri Minachai. Tyson Shvus of Chavtal Manav says it's called Isser Eina Zavuach. It's Isser that hasn't been slaughtered, and that's called an Isser Essay. Till you know for sure. So I got a problem, says Doris Arul. Eidachet is neman bisurim, but not against the what? Not against the chazaka. How can you believe this eidachet against the chazaka? You're right, Aryeh, but you're right. You're making a good horror. But at the end of the day, was it usher before or was it mutter? I agree with you. But the bottom line is the animal is Aser. Fits much better with Tysus that it's an Isser and a Zavuch. Correct. I agree with you. But the bottom line is, even according to Rashi, the presumptive status of this meat and this limb, even though it's not alive now because it's dead, but it was that it was Aser. So Yari is making a good point. He's saying, Rebbe, the Chazakah should end after it's killed, right? It's not Chai anymore, right? But the bottom line is, how do you know for sure that an Eidachah should be able to be believed against the Chazakah now? The presumptive status was the animal's usher. Are you saying, according to Tosfos, the presumptive status before was not shechted? Now we're saying we're shechted properly. How can you believe in Eidachah? An Eidachah is against Chazakah. But I'm saying this kash could be even asked according to Rashi.
Even according to Rashi, you can't say that it's because it's Eidachah when it's dead.
That's what I just said. But I'm saying on this item, though, it's either Usser or Mutter. And the last time we checked, it was Usser. You're right because of Avri Minachai. But the bottom line is, how do I transform and say it's automatically Mutter? Maybe the Shechita was bad. Maybe it's a Nevela. I understand that. But halachically, something's either Mutter or Usser. And the last time I checked is that it's Usser. Granted, you're right based on Rashi, who's Avri Minachai. You're right. Tosfos, it's Isser and a Zavuach, but the bottom line is, was it Mutter or was it Usser while it was alive? It was what? It was Usser. Now that it's dead, how do you know it's shechted properly? So the Zaru asks, get this down. And Eidachet is not believed against Chazakah. Where does the Gemara say that in Shas? Right here in Gittin. You see where I didn't underline it in the Gemara. I want you to underline it. Eidachet. Eidachet neman bisurim. But b'makom Chazakah, it's not what? It's not believed. In Eidachet b'makom Chazakah is not believed. You follow me? In Eidachet b'makom Chazakah is not believed. Right here in this Gemara. So how do you believe the Shoyche? The Shoyche b'makom Chazakah is not believed. So how is it shocked that it's good? You got it? Again, Nachamo. Please, let's get it. Pnei Yoshua points out from our Mishnah. What does the Pnei Yoshua point out from our Mishnah? That what? That the Shoyche comes forward and can say what? The Shochet comes forward and says that I can what? That I can eat this piece of meat. What is that based on? That's based on Eidachet neman bisurim. That the Shochet is believed to say Eidachet neman bisurim is believed it's good. That's the Gemara says it's getting on basim and base. Eidachet neman bisurim. But the Zeruah writes, how can I believe that? The Zeruah says, how do I believe the Shochet in Eidachet neman bisurim is gets Chazakah? And the Gemara says it's getting on basim and base and Yevamos. Pei Chesim Beis, that it's against the Chazakah. And what is the Behemoth's Chazakah? Either it's an Eivir Min HaChai, or what is it? Or it's an Isra'in HaZavuch. It's one of the two. You follow me? So therefore, the kasha is, how can we trust the Eid Echad? So I want to give three answers to that kasha. How do we trust the Eid Echad? Normally, you're right, Echad is Nema Bisur. But he's not believed against Chazaka, Binyamin, let's get this down. In Eid Echad, how do you say it, Lamaisa? Okay? How do we say that as Neman Bisurim Lamaisa? How's it Shaykh? Okay, you want to get in your notebook? Okay, let's get it. First sheet is the Urayim. The Urayim answers the following. The Urayim. The Urayim is one of the great Rishonim, Rabbi Elazar Mitz. Urayim. Yud Reish Aleph Yud Mem. Yud Reish Aleph Yud Urayim. So the Urayim answers, Rabbi Elazar Mitz, says that Eidachar is not Neman against Chazaka. That's by people that are what? What is that? People that are what? Reikim, upochazim. Meaning what? They're not good guys. They're liars. Yeah. And Erech is not believed against Chazak. What type of Erech? Erech, that's a liar that we don't trust. But Lamaisa, when we deal with what? When we deal with an Erech that's a good guy, he's believed even against Chazak.
So a liar is believed.
Well, when we say, I shouldn't say a liar. I'm going to take that back. I'll say an Amaritz. What's an Amaritz? An unlearned man. An unlearned man is believed against a Chazaka. But against a Chazaka, we cannot trust an unlearned man. Let's call him an unlearned man. Rake. Empty man. Empty man means what? He's an Amaritz. Unlearned. Amaritz, you know, is known as ignorant. But it means unlearned here. Okay?
What if you have a Shochet? How
is
the
Shochet
can be
in Amaretz? If he hasn't learned all lachas, maybe only physically. It's a good point, Yehuda. Maybe only physically he knows how to do, but he hasn't known all lachas. So an Erechad is Neman against Chazaka. What type of Chazaka? He's only believed against what? If he's a person that's a learned man. Okay, that's the first answer. That's what the Urayim says. Second answer. What's the second answer? Second answer is Rashi. And Taisus and Maseches Gittin, please get it. You're believed if it's biyado. What does biyado mean? It's in your control. What does it mean it's in your control? I can stop this chazaka by shechting the thing. And Taisus says, it's dead now. But I believe because I once had biyado. It was once in my hand. So even though Lamais, I don't have biyado now because I can't rewrite history, I shechted it already. But the fact is that one time I had biyado, therefore, I believed. So an Erechad is believed against Chazaka if it's biyado.
What does it mean, biyado?
Biyado means I have the power to change that Chazaka.
By killing it,
by shechting it. Well said. Correct. And the Chiddush of Taisus says, even though I don't have it biyado now, I believe now. However, women that don't know how to shecht, they are not believed to say that it was shechted through a mumcha, because they don't know how to shecht. And also, someone's uncoordinated. Also, someone who's uncoordinated, what would you say? Well, he can become coordinated. Or he could hire a shochet. So someone who has the ability to what? To get a good shochet is believed. So I want you to get that. Women were saying they didn't have the money to pay someone, and they don't know the halachas. So a woman would not be believed according to what? According to Rashi and Taisus. So that's the second answer. We got that? And what's the third answer? Third answer is from the Pnei Yehoshua, we'll chazen them over all outside. What's the Pnei Yehoshua's third answer? He says, what are we talking about? A chazaka that what? A chazaka that's strong, are you? What's a chazaka that's strong? That I know for sure that it's usher. I don't know for sure that it's usher. Because it's dead. Maybe it was shechted right, maybe it wasn't. The only time they say an Erech is not believed against chazaka, when the chazaka slam dunked that it's usher. This is not slam dunked that it's usher. It's dead. But it very well might have been shechted properly. So the Pnei Yehoshua says an Erech is believed in that case. The only time an Erech is not believed is when you know for sure it's usher. Here this is a chaticha suffix shel chalev, suffix shel shuman. I don't know for sure it's a chazaka. I don't know for sure the animal is usher. Maybe it was shechted right. So let's chazer this over to the second mahalach. We said the Pnei Yehoshua points out from our Mishnah, we see that an Erech comes forward and says this was shechted properly. Anyone who doesn't need supervision, hakol shochtim lecharchiva. Even a cheres shochtim lekatan lemaisa that was supervised, halach lemaisa. Okay, right. That they're not believed to say. We said, but the guy that shechts, But a guy that shechs l'maisa on his own, who doesn't require any supervision, why is he believed based on the principle eidach and ambigbisur? Yes? So we said, that's fine. But the eidach is not believed against chazaka. Where's the chazaka? The name is Bechesk Yisro Medes. Where daf does it say it? Daf Tesam and Aleph. What does the Gemara identify as the Yisro? The Gemara doesn't identify the Yisro. What does Rashi call it? Avram, you know what? Avram and Achai. What does Tois and Shavuos call it? Isser Eina Zavuach, which is an Isser Esed. But no matter what, it's against Chazaka. How's an Eidach against Chazaka? Where's the Gemara in Shas that Eidach is not believed against Chazaka? Where? In Gittin, Beis and Beis, where I photocopy. Beis and Beis. So how do we get on that, Kasha? We had three answers. Number one, from who? Yerayim, excellent. What does he say? It's only people that are unlearned. Amaratzim. But if you're a learned guy, Eidach beats out of Chazaka. Fine. Number two answer. Rashi and Tosis. If it's biyado, and we said, what's the chiddush? Even though it's dead now, it's not biyado right now, you're still believed. Yes? We said women that don't have the capability to, let's say a woman that doesn't have her own money, and she doesn't know the halachas, and she maybe is not strong enough, let's say, I don't know, or she's not, it's hard to say, she's not coordinated enough, I don't know, whatever it is. She doesn't want to get involved in shechita, so someone that's not biyado, you're not believed. Just using that example, doesn't have to daf, could be women, could be a man too. It's got to be biyado. Who said that? Rashi and Tosfos, we're going to see it inside. What's the third answer? Bnei Yehoshua said what? The chazak here is not a stark chazaka. Why not? Because it might be good, right? So 50-50, it's good. Now, let's look inside here on the packet, guys. Look inside. Guys, look inside. What is the makor? First, look at the left where I underline Rashi. Hocha yischazek. Ba'ach isasa by a woman isereish yisish. Umitevel v'shchita lo gamrinin lo. Legabe tevel. What is tevel? You know what tevel? Look at you guys. Look. Let's see the Rashi here. Noah, why don't you read the Rashi? Bezim and Bezim again. Guys, look inside. Everyone got the packet? Go ahead, Noah. Read that. Yeah. No. Read the whole Rashi. Hocha yischazek. Asia Sish. A woman that's married is in the status of a chazaka, she's a married Asia Sish. What is Tevel? Tevel is the status of food before what? Before Trumas and Maestros. If you eat Tevel, you're Chayim Isim Nishamayim. These fruit and vegetables have a status of Tevel. Go ahead. Wait, Vishchita? The animal also wouldn't know it's good. Go ahead. Logam Rinan? I don't understand. Why can't an Eidach say a woman is divorced now? Why is an Eidach not believed to say a woman that was once married now can't say is divorced? Because you're going against Chazaka that she was married. You need two. You need Eidach is not believed against Chazaka. Yes? Go ahead. But Legabe Tevel Shchit and Eidach is good. Why? The Hasam. Underline that 50 times. Biyado Lasakno. Because it's in their ability. By Tevel and Shechit, it's in their ability. You can be Makrish the Truma, you can Shech the animal. That's why the Erechaz Neman against the Chazakas Biyado. Fikach? Beautiful. Therefore, you believe by Tevel and by Shechit. You got that, Lashon? That's Biyado. Yes? Okay. So I wanted to see that Rashi inside. Now I ask you one more thing on this Mahalif. What is the Makor of Erechaz Neman Bisurim? Take a look at Toys's right on the line. Guys, look inside. Who said that? Dovi, very good. That's what Tosa says. Look inside. Please get that down. Umanolon. Vim Tomar. See where I underline? Right before that. You see where I underline? There's a word before it says Vim Tomar. Vav Aleph Tov. Vim Tomar. Tosa asks. Go ahead. Umanolon. Tosas asked my kasha, I just asked you. What is the marker of Erechaz Neman Bisurim? You guys got to get this down. Go ahead. How is a woman believed that she went to the mikveh? She stopped bleeding. Go ahead. The Safra law? Oh, she counts for herself. It's a special pasuk. It's amazing. That's the makor. It's a special pasuk, the Safra law. And we expand from there everywhere else in Erechaz Neman Bisurim. So now he asks, go ahead. Wow. So let an Erech be believed against Chazaka, she's a status, she's a Nida now. We're believing her against that status. What's the answer, Yish Lomar? That Chazaka is not a star Chazaka, are you? Why not? Because she's not going to bleed forever. We know it's going to end. Go ahead. Uksha'avra.
Uksha'avra.
Shiva, when the 7 days end.
Shiva Tahorah.
Memela. I mean, she's got to go to the mikvah, but the blood stops. Go ahead. So it's not a starka chazaka, and plus the fact, go ahead. Oh, and also it's in her power to go to the mikvah. That's the answer. If it's biyado, then it's believed against chazaka. Also, this chazaka is not a starka chazaka. She doesn't bleed forever. We know the blood's going to stop, but we're believing her. So if I ask you what the makor of erech anem and bisurin is, what's the answer? Nida. We expand that everywhere else. Why is it? Why aren't you believed against chazaka? What's the answer? Because you are believed it's biyado. But if it's not biyado, you're not believed. Also, the chazaka by nida is weak because we know she's going to what? Stop bleeding. There's another marker for erech anem and bisurin. Look at the next page. Look at Rashi in Yevamos. Rashi gives a svar. Let's take a look inside. Rashi gives a svar. Why erech anem is believed. Go ahead, Noah. Vamar what? Excellent. I'm 100% sure this fat is Schumann's kosher fat. Go ahead. Right. Nechshad, as long as he's not a suspect, that he's a liar. Go ahead. Ain lecha. Dilav hachi ain lecha. When I ask you guys over to eat on Shabbos, little mice, and come to the house for a meal, how do you trust me? There's a mitzvah achnas orchim. Okay, I am your rabbi. Yes, you're right. But what is it based on? It's a svar. Otherwise, no one would be able to do achnas orchim. Now that doesn't mean you go to a guy that's just been frum for a second. You know what I mean? Obviously, but someone who has a cheskes kashrus. It's a svar. Otherwise, how can I do achnas orchim? Now, okay, sometimes if you're a rav, we generally don't eat at people's homes. Maybe once in a while, when we first started the shul, families that are close, I say they were grandfathered. They were grandfathered in. But lamaisa, it gets a little shaky. You know what I'm saying? Because let's say an old person, I don't know where they told for the kalim. Maybe they don't know if it's special. You follow me? It's not so simple for a rav to eat at everyone's home. But that's what I'm saying is a chumrah. But stamach, nas zorchim, you assume a guy's a frum yud, the cheskes kashrus. And therefore what? Chazaka wins. Erech anem bisurin. And therefore if you have a guy over your house, erech is believed to say my stuff is kosher. So what do you call this? This is not exerus a kosher like Tysus says. What's it called? A svara. Get it down. So if I ask you what is the mark of erech anem bisurin, Tysus getting on that base says it's needed. What does Rashi say in Yevamos? It's a svara. Correct. And as far as a bona fide way to learn a Din D'oraisa. Okay? I think I mentioned a few times, Rav Shmuel Nachum Shlita, my Rebbe, one of my Rebbeim in Eretz Yisrael, taught us there are five ways to learn how to Din D'oraisa. One is a pasuk, gzeris hakasev. Number two is a svara, logic. What's number three? Shlosh esrei midos, kavachomer, gzeris shava. Number four is halacha lamosha misinai, like an oral and chutzlars. First 3 years are a fruit tree. How do you know that's usher? Hashem taught Moshe ben Har Sinai. It would stop a fairish. And what's number five? Taktim. What's a taktim? Historical precedence. Tysus says in Sanhedrin, Samach Esam and Beis, many of the dinim of Gerus we learn from how Klal Yisrael converted Har Sinai. I want you to know this. There are five tracks to learn how to did the Arisa. You got to know this. This is a good example. The first two of the five are used for the makor of Erech anem bisurin. Okay? So this is the whole mahalach I want you to get. These are the two mahalachim I've been waiting to do. We did cotton now, and we did the Erech that comes and says the shechit is good. Now we can get back to the Gemara. Yes, Dovid?
But for Tosfos' reasons, Nida's not bisurin.
Well, it is. You have to say it's a great nekuda you bring up. It's a whole question whether Isser of Nida is considered to be an erva, or is it considered to be Isser? You see from Tosfos that it's an Isser. It's not Gili Arayis. We paskin in Shulchan Aruch that Nida is Gili Arayis. We paskin like that. As long as you mention it, I want you to write it down. If someone takes a gun to my head, says, I want you to live with this woman who's in Nida right now, do I have to let myself be killed? So according to Tosfos, what they'll be saying, no, because it's not considered to be Gili Arayis. If Nida is being the Makor of Isurim, then you see it's not Gili Arayis. It's not Erev. The Rabbeinu Tam writes like that in the Tshuva, that he doesn't feel that it's Gili Arayis. It's Asur to do. If I'm Bol and Nida, I'm Chayv Karis. But to save my life, I can do it. You got me? I want you to get this down in your notes. Rashi and Gittin on Vavum et Beis argues. It's amazing Rashi. You know what Rashi says? You're never supposed to instill anger, extra anger into the house. Didn't we mention this last week?
Yeah.
We did, first year. Remember we said that as an example, but I'm glad you're saying this. You're never supposed to instill, as the man of the house, extra fear, lead a chol Shabbos, murder, that's by Pilegis Begiva, and Gili Arayis. What's the example Rashi gives? That in the winter they used to have mikvahs outside. What would a woman do?
She would lie
and say she went to the mikvah when she didn't. The husband would live with his wife. She's in Nida. What does the Gemara label it as? Gili Arayis. So you see, Rashi writes, Rabbi Yosef Engel, that Nida is Gili Arayis. And what it would be a din if someone takes a gun to my head? What would be the din according to Rashi? I'd have to let myself be killed. So if somebody asks you that question, so my close Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi and getting Vav and Beis against Tosfos and getting where? Beisim and Beis. Tosfos we just saw. So you bring up a great question. If Tosfos is using that as a makor, if Tosfos is using that as a makor for what? For Yisurin, right? What do you see? If Tosfos is using that as a makor for Yisurin, what's the din? You see clearly that what? What do you see? It's all right. Don't worry about it. That's fine. Tosfos, you see that Tosfos is using that as a makor, then you see Dovi that it's a makor for Yisurin. You follow me? Nida is considered to be an Isser in his eyes.
Let's say it is a makor for Yisurin.
It's for all these surim. Ham, bake, ham, there's no problem. Bench, it doesn't make any difference. Let it go. Okay? All right, we got it? You understand what I'm saying? Yeah, all these surim. Yes, but not Irva, not Arias. Arias, you need two Adim. Ain Dover Shirer, Bukhmishnai.
So what
Tosfos will
say.
What'd you say?
So what Tosfos will say to the claim is he not arguing with the Gemara that says Nida is Gili Arias?
No, he'll just say it's talking about regular Gili Arias. Rashi stood on his head to say it was a case of Anita to define.
Yeah, no. So how could Tosfos say that Anita is not Gili Arayis?
Why not? That was his shita. It's not against the Gemara. Why is it against the Gemara? Rashi's the one who describes that Gemara, that what, she'll lie to her husband. You know what Tosfos say? Just regular Gili Arayis. Husbands are nutty. Always has a terrible temper. She'll go out and live with another man. Rashi Stafka stands on his head. I'm glad he asked me. It's Maz with the Gemara. I'm gonna need it. Why does he say that? You know what I'm saying? Just say Gili Arayis Tam, like I said. That's what Tosfos said. But now that you said this, this is Lishitoso. Why is it Lishitoso? Why do you say it's Lishitoso? It's Lishitoso now. Because what's the makor of Erechanem and Bisurin according to Rashi? It's a Svara. He cannot say what? He cannot say v'safra l'latzma. Why can't he not say safra l'latzma? Because it's not Isurin l'mayit. Because why? Exactly. So he's got to come a new mucker svara. Get that down in your notes. That's dafka why Rashi has to say a svara. The svara being exactly this. That's the svara. The svara is that what I cannot say the mucker is needed. Because need is Gili Arayis. So Gili Arayis, you always need two. Ari, you got that? Please get that down. That works out beautifully. That's why Rashi Lishitoso. No, you got it? That's the Chiddush. Why does Rashi have to give a svara for Erechanim Yisurin? Just give the marker to Tosfos, get Nida. Because according to Tosfos, according to Rashi, Nida is an Erva. And by Erva, you need two Aiden. So you had to come up with a different marker. Okay, very good. Excellent. That's the Mahalach we wanted to give. All right, let's go now. Let's go now to the Tosfos Lemaisa, which we want to see. Let's see the Tosfos inside. Let's refresh our memories, and if we finish the Tosfos, we'll go a little bit weiter in the Gemara. Okay? Let's see. All right, ready? What did the Gemara say in Beis Amaraf running on the Beis Amaraf base? What did it say? It said Beferish that what? The word Akol usually is what? Lechachila. But we dug up the Mishnah in Tmur that showed that it was what?
B'di-Yavid.
Showed that it was B'di-Yavid. Excellent. Then we said that box in Tmur. But then we brought up the Mishnah word Erkin. That also says Akol is what? B'di-Yavid. Because not good to take Nadarim. Now who agrees to that? Reb Meir and Reb Yudah both agreed Nadarim are bad. But what does Reb Yudah say is good? Nadava, Harizu is fine. Because there's no risk. The behemoth gets lost or stolen, you don't have to bring anything again. Yes? There's no risk. You remember that, Shmuel? There's no risk. Nadarim is what's bad, according to Reb Yudah. Reb Meir says they're both bad. Nadarim and Nadavas are bad. Yes? So the Gemara basically says that what? That you see that Akol also means B'di-Yavid sometimes. And what did Rashi also point out that we worked a lot of hard time on yesterday? On the top of them in base? That what? Can you say that this bottle of water should be dedicated as Erkin to the Beis HaMikdash? I'm just joking. I'm not doing it because I want to drink it after Shir. But Lamaisa, let's say a guy wants to say this car is, you know, going to be Erkin to the Beis HaMikdash. That's meaningless. Why? Because Erkin always means on your body. You have to say Alai. Even Dumim, you have to say Alai because you have to evaluate how much you'll be as an Eved Ivri. Erkin and Dumim always need what? You have to say the word Alai. Otherwise, it's meaningless. That's what Rashi said. Remember that? Remember we said, according to the Machlokes Rif and the Ramban Natan, what happens if you did say it? Is it Chal or not? The Ramban said the money is Chal, is Kodesh. Rifa said it was a zero. Remember that? Then the Rifa said, Harani is like Alai. Remember that? And then you could maybe make a Kimtur. He said, Harani without making Bichayv and Achrayas. How do we save that? How do we say that? Harani without Achrayas? Because that's too crazy of a case. He said it was a Doche case. Correct. Okay. Good. So let's see the top Tysis. Okay. Noah, go ahead. Read the top Tysis. Guys, look inside. Go through it slow. It's Gesh. Shmaka Tysis. We did the end of the Tysis yesterday. Babe Sar. Well, let's see inside. Go ahead.
Well, Amar Hari Ale Lo. Pot Sugya Mishnah. Azra, Per, Nidarim.
Right. There are two Lashonos in the Darim. Our Gemara is like the second Lashon in the first Perek in the Darim. Go ahead. Dekamar.
Amar the Pligi. Benoda Aval.
No, the pligi benodev. Reb Meir and Reb Yudah are arguing on what? They're arguing on a case of nedava. Is nedava good or bad? Nedava means harezu. Okay, Joe? Reb Yudah and Reb Meir are arguing when you say harezu, is that good or bad? Reb Meir says it's bad to do. Reb Yudah says it's good to do. Okay? But what are they all... But Lamaisa, what? That's where they argue. That's the presentation of what? The Lishna... Basra, the second Lashon in Darm is like our Gemara. Go ahead, Aval.
Aval Lishna, commented to Amar, the Pligi Benoder, Aval Benoda, Moder Ebimer.
Wow. But the first Lashon in the Darm has a different presentation. What's the presentation? What's the presentation in the first Lashon, Joe? You got to touch on base and base on the top. The first Lashon's presentation is saying what? That the Machlokas is only by what? By Hare Alai, by Nidarim. But by Nidavis, Reb Meir agrees to Reb Yudah that it's good to take a Nidava. Yes? So what do you see? That according to that first Lashon in Nidarim, the Lishna of Zu would be good, would be what? Lefi Lishna Zu, Reb Yudah Tov Lindor, Bahare Alai. Yes? In other words, where's the Machlokes? You understand what I'm saying? Where's the Machlokes according to the second Lashon? By Nidarim, yes? But by Nidavis, everyone agrees good. So in our Gemara, according to the first Lashon, when Reb Yudah says it's good, what is good, Aryeh? Not just Nidarim, but even what? Not just Nidavis, but even what? Nidarim. Exactly. Do you want me to write this on the board? Let's write it on the board, okay? Let's write it on the board, okay? Lishna Basa, which is our Sugya. Sugya, Shalanu, and Lishna Basra. What does this mean? Okay? Sugya Shalanu and Lishna Basra. What is this? Please get it down. The Machlokis, Legabe Nidava. The Machlokis is Legabe Nidava. Okay? Reb Meir says what? bad to take the darim by the davar? And what does Rav Yehuda say? Tov. It's tov to take the davas. But what happens when it comes to the darim? What does everyone held by the darim? Let me write it here. Everyone agrees the darim are what? Bad. That is the what? Our sugya, the lishta basra in the darim. Benji, let's get this down. That's our sugya, the lishta basra in the darim. The machlokes to Rav Meir is by the davas. Rav Meir says it's bad, Rav Yehuda says it's good. But by the darim, everyone says it's bad. What does the lishta kama say? Lishta kama in the darim says what? Says the machlokes is by the darim. Machlokes is legabe nidarim. Reb Meir says what? Bad. Ra. What does Reb Yehuda say? Good. Reb Yehuda says it's good. But by nidavus, what does everyone say? They're good. By nidavus, everyone says they're good. They're tov. Everyone got that? This is the presentation. So our sugya is like what? Like the Lishta Basra in the Durham, which is number one. Correct. Clear, Shmuel? Again, let's go over it. For Sugya and Lishta Basra. Machloket, the Durham, everyone is bad to take the Durham. Nidava, Harizu, Reb Meir says it's also bad. Reb Yehuda says it's good. Just if it's stolen or lost, there's no risk. You don't have to compensate it. You don't have to replace it. Lishta Kama, though, says the machlokas of the Gabi Nadar, Reb Meir says it's bad. Reb Yehuda says they're good. Nadavis, everyone says it's good. Okay? So let's proceed now in Tosis. Go ahead. No, you're doing a great job.
Im Tom Arkeon, the Krub, the Neder, Siv, and all Leg, Larry Meir.
Great. Go ahead.
No Dev Tov, me no there.
So what's the Kasha? So what's the Kasha? No, before Larry Buda. What's the first Kasha? We're asking on our Gemara and the Lishna Basra. If the Pusik is talking about Neder, yes? If the Pusik is talking about Neder, Vim Tomer, came in a craw, the Neder Ksiv, and the dove is better than Neder. Yes? Because there's no concern of compensation if it gets lost, correct? Even if you get negligent, you're not Chayiv. Yes? And also, you're not able to be Chozerbo since you're a Makdashit already. So, how would Reb Meir say, Allah Lamaisa, it says the Imtamar came in the Krab and Neder Ksiv, Menolil Reb Meir ain't no Dev told me Neder Mishalim. What did I write on the board? What does the mayor say the Davas are, good or bad?
Bad, sorry, bad.
Bad. What's bad about in the Dava? There's nothing bad about in the Dava. What do you have a risk? There's no risk. If it's stolen or lost, you don't have to compensate. How could Reb Meir write Shmuel, that an adav is bad? What's bad about an adav? It's nothing to lose. That's the first kasha in Tosis. It's a little bit hard to understand the words. He says, Kaven and Krah ben Neder Ksiv. Since the pasuk is talking about Nedarim, what he means to say is Nedarim are bad, but Nedavis are good. That's why the pasuk in Kohelet only picks on the Neder. But an adav is good in that time. Get it down. If an adav is good, so why does Reb Meir say it's bad? That's what he means when he quotes the pasuk. No, you follow me? The pasuk saying is what is saying what's bad. A netter's bad, but an adav, what's bad about it? How can Reb Meir say it's bad? That's number one kasha. Number two, Hula Reb Yehuda.
Reb Yehuda Nami Amai Im Amar Parayelai Rav Hakol.
What's the first? Go back to Rabbi Yehuda.
Rabbi Yehuda, name, amai im amar hari alai la hakol kol teva.
Why would Rabbi Yehuda, and I wrote it on the board, say the darim are bad? What does it say in the pasuk? Amai shim amar hari alai lo, meaning low, meaning it's not good, it's bad. Why is that bad? How did Reb Yehuda be mazbe the pasuk that it's better to take a netter and pay? So if the pasuk says beferish is better to take a netter and pay, then what? How can Reb Yehuda say it's bad? How does Reb Yehuda say the darim everyone agrees are bad? How? Pasuk says it's good. You interpreted it as being good, Reb Yehuda. We learned the Gemara. Gemara says if you take a netter and you pay it, it's a good thing. So I don't understand. How could you argue with the pasuk? Why would you say a netter is bad? It's only harizu. The pasuk's talking about a netter. It says netter. It says beferish netter. It says in the pasuk netter. So it says a netter you pay is a good thing. So how do you say that it's bad? So let's chaz over the two kashas. Binyamin, let's get it down. Are you got it down? First kashas on Reb Meir. How could Reb Meir suggest that a nedava is bad? What could be bad about a nedava? There's no responsibility. It's kodesh right away. There's no risk. That's number one kasha on Reb Meir. What's number two kasha on Reb Yehuda? You yourself, Reb Yehuda, said if you take a netter and you pay it, it's good. How can you tell me all nedaras are bad? The pasuk says beferish that nedarim. It says netter. It doesn't say nedav in the pasuk. So it's a twofold kasha. Jay, clear? First kasha is on who? Reb Meir. Second kasha is, let's get it down so you'll get it. First kasha is on Reb Meir. Second kasha on Reb Yehuda. Yes? How can Reb Meir say a nedav is bad? What's bad about a nedav? It's stolen or lost. You don't have to replace it. It's hektish right away. You can't retract. Second kasha is on Reb Yehuda. Why do you say nedarim are bad? You touch the pasuk Koheles. When you take a netter and you pay it, it's good. It says in Koheles, it's good. You interpret it as being good. Okay, go ahead. Now he says, Daha. Now I want you to preface this. Don't give me the following answer. Go ahead. You know what he's trying to debunk? Maybe I could give the following answer. When the pasuk said netter, it didn't mean netter. What did it mean? Nedava. Maybe that's a good way to answer. Maybe the pasuk Koheles didn't mean netter. It meant a nedava is the thing that's what? A nedava is the thing that's considered to be what? Considered to be good. What was the second kasha? He's working on the second kasha. Second kasha is, you said nedarim are bad. Maybe the pasuk's not referring to nedarim. Maybe it's referring to what? A nedava, even though the pasuk said netter beferish. He's debunking that. Don't say that. Don't you dare say it. Go ahead. Kohecha the what?
Kohecha the netter.
It means netter dafka. Vinedava. Exactly. Don't play games with what it says in the pasuk. In a muchach. Minnochas davez vizvachin. Legabe what? Kasher nedarta. Oh, so the Gemara asks there in Minachas, go ahead, the Parach. No, Hayin Nedav is the end of the Pasuk. And it said in the beginning, Pasuk Lo Nederu. So what do you see from that Gemara? That the Gemara treated the words what? Seriously, to the degree the Gemara asks a stira. You start off the Pasuk with what? Kashin Nedarta? Hashem Lokecha Nedava. It's a stira. So you see the Gemara is saying that what? When we interpret the word, we interpret it literally mamish. So don't give me that answer. That you want to interpolate the pasuk in what? Koheles is being what? In the dove and not a netter. He's debunking that answer. He's like, he doesn't say it beferish, but he had it in mind. And he quickly says, don't give me that answer. You follow me, Noah? Yes?
Yeah.
What do you mean ish? No, you got to understand this. It's not hard. What's the problem? What was the second kasha? Second kasha is that Reb Yehuda said, in our Lashon, the list of Bas and the Darm are bad. But the pasuk Koheles, the Gemara says, he says it's good if you take a netter and you pay it. So how can you tell me that the Dharma are bad? So you know how I can switch it by saying the pasuk Koheles didn't mean netter. It meant what?
No.
Meant nedava. But a netter is taka bad. He says, don't you dare say that. Because there's a Gemara Menachas that interprets a pasuk. And he says that the pasuk interprets it literally. Because the beginning of the pasuk started off saying what? Nadar, Talashim, Lekach, Nedava. The Gemara says, oh, first it's a netter, then it's a no, it's a stira. So you see from the Gemara, they interpret the psukim literally. You understand what I mean? Oh, so go ahead. So he answers that. Go ahead, V'yesh
Meforshim.
Stop. Don't give me the Gemara Menachas. Because the Gemara Menachas, if the Torah is Mishana Diburi, what's Mishana Diburi mean? What does Mishana mean? It changes. It started off Nadarta, then switches to Nadava. That means they're obviously two separate matters. And therefore, if they're two separate matters, then obviously what? The Gemara is going to ask a stira. That the Chumash is also up. Because if they're the same thing, why would you use a different word? When the Torah is Mishana Diburei, then we know that what? When that one pasuk uses two different languages, you know for sure they're two different things. Then the Gemara jumps on that. But in the pasuk Koelis, what word was only used?
Neder.
Neder. From the beginning till the end, it was always neder. If it's always the same word, Benji, then therefore I can interpret it as being what? Nedava. When the Torah changes it in the same pasuk, then it's a stira. Can't say it means one another. But when the Torah in Koelis, when the pasuk Koelis sticks with neder, I can interpret the whole thing as being nedava. So if you do like that, you just answer the second kasha. He just saved he just destroyed the debunking. He tried to what? Give a proposal of an answer, then he tried to debunk it. Now he's destroying the debunking. So you go back to the answer. Then answer the second kasha. So be numb and clear? You follow me? Yes.
So we're saying, no, the pasuk in Koelis could mean a double.
Yes. From beginning to end, because only the word neder was used. So from beginning to end, it means a nedava. And therefore, nedavas are good. Nedarim and echanami are bad. So we just answer the second kasha. Natan, you got me? That's the Tosis suggested. Benji, clear? Yeah? What do we got hanging, though? Still the first kasha. Now we go ahead and he begins to answer that. I want you to hold cup on everything. Up to this whole little piece is just to answer the second kasha. Now he's going to answer to say that. Go ahead. It's a hey, right? No, it's okay. Huadin, the same halacha applies to a nedava. Just like we're afraid of something happening, takala means a bad thing happening by neder, I'm worried about a bad thing happening by nedava. What's the bad thing? Go ahead. Even if you bring it to the azara when it's chulin, and you're makdish it there in the azara, go ahead. You could still derive benefit and be mole on the animal. You can lean on the animal. You know, you could do a lot of different things. Even though you minimize the problem by being makdashit only when it's already in the azar. So if you're makdashit 3 weeks before and it's in your farm, then what? Then there's a big concern that something might happen. You might be over meula during those 3 weeks. But let's say you're makdashit only a second before. Go ahead. He still says it's a problem. Go ahead. It'll come to a bad thing, the common yon, in many different ways. Go ahead. The kuli alma, lo biki. Not everyone were experts like who? Kehillel. Demi olam. The Gemara says Hillel Azakin, the great Tana. In his lifetime, no one was ever mo'al trespassed on a behemoth that was kodesh. You know why? Because he would tell, don't you dare makdish your behemoths at home in your farm. Bring your behemoths schooling to the azara. Then you'll be makdishim then, and then I'll watch the behemoth and make sure no one touches them. But not everyone was a baki like Hilazake. And there's always a takola that might come up. So what did we just get through saying? What was our original kasha? How could a mayor say what? Nidavas are bad. What's the concern by nidavas? You don't have to replace it. It's already hektish. What's the answer? The answer is a takala could happen just as well. Yeah, takala could be by an adav as well. So your remeres just don't get involved in the darm or even the davas. Because a takala could be, you could end up deriving anah from the animal. Please get it, Natan, and you could end up doing me'ilah. Not everyone was a baki like Hillel. Plain and simple. To make sure that nothing would happen. And even if they would what? Makdash at the very last moment? You don't know. Maybe the guy's going to start playing with it or leaning on it when or sitting on it. Who knows? You don't know what's going to happen. There's always that concern. So we just answered the first kasha, yes? Now he's going to give another answer to the second kasha. Go ahead. Now he's saying that what you can answer and say the pasuk davka ben nedava. Go ahead. Even though it says neder, why? It can't mean neder, that it's a good thing to take a neder, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Because it's written in the Chumash. Go ahead. We had that quote of Bezim al Chitechtal. Lindor, when you stop to take an eder, loya, chait. When you stop to take an eder, loya v'cha. Oh, but if you do take a net, it'll be a chay. So what is he saying here? What's he saying here, guys? He's answering the second kasha now. What's he saying? What was the second kasha? According to Buddha, what do we say? The darim are bad. Why are the darim bad? The puzzle says, it's good if you take a net and you pay. What's the answer? No. It's not talking about the darim. What's it talking about? Nedava. Why is it talking about Nedava, Benji? Why is this puzzle talking about Nedava? Because you don't want Kohelis to contradict what? The Chumash says that if you take Nedarim, it's a chait. So how could the Pasuk say in Kohelis, if you take Nedarim, it's good? It must mean it's not Nedarim. What is it? Nedavos. It's Nedavos. So therefore, we've answered both kashas. See, beforehand, we already gave that answer that Nedarim and the Pasuk meant Nedavos. How can you switch it? You can't switch it in the same puzzle. You use two different languages, Nedarim and Nedavos. But if it sticks with Nedarim throughout, I can say it was meant Nedavos from the beginning until end. So he's substantiating, it's the same answer to the first kasha. You got it? Okay? Let's chazer over outside up till now what we have. What do we have? We had two kashas. One on Remeir, which was what? How can Remeir say Nedavos are bad? There's nothing to risk to them. What's the answer? Yes, there is. There might be some takala that might happen. You might end up being over Mila. Don't get involved with it at all. Hill, no one's an expert like Hill. Hill would watch it, bring it in the Azara Makdash, and then I'll watch it. Not everyone's like Hill. You hear me? What's the second kasha? On Reb Yudah. How can Reb Yudah say the Dharma are bad? Isn't the puzzle saying Kohelis and the Dharma are good if you take a net and you pay? What's the answer? It's not talking about the Dharma. What's it talking about? Nedavos. Why? Because otherwise the Kohelis would be against the Chumash. Chumash says, if you take the darim, it's a chayt. Also, what do we say? You can easily interpret the word nederzah as being the dove, as long as it's not the same puzzle that uses both languages. There, the Gemara Menachos asks a stirim. But when it uses the same language from beginning until end, you can say nedava meant what? You can say neder meant what? Meant nedava. Very good. You're doing a great job, Noah Viter. Go ahead. Oh, now he has a new kasha. What's the new kasha? On the Lishna Kama Nedarim. What did I write on the board? Lishna Kama Nedarim. What does Reb Yudah say? Nedarim are good? Yes? Reb Meir says Nedarim are bad. And the Davis everyone agrees are good. Is that correct? Is that correct? So what's Tosfos asking now? You ask me. You tell me. How could Reb Yudah say in the Lishna Kama that the Dharma are good when the Pasuk says in Chumash they're bad? Natan, you with me? So it gets the Pasuk in the Chumash now. Read it again. No, Lishna Kama in the Dharim. Oh! So now you're telling me that what? If you don't pay, it's a chait, so it's better what? You shouldn't get involved in the darm. But Reb Yudah said the darm are good in Lishna Kama. How could this be? Go ahead. Right. So what's this kasha now? There's a second kasha in this segment. What's this kasha? According to Remeir, what's the din? In the Lishna Basra, what does Remeir hold? In the Lishna Basra, what does Remeir hold? Nedarim are bad, and also Nedavos are bad. Yes? So read that again. Im Tomar L'Remeir. It's not good even to bring in a Nedava. Kivsoso. Even if you bring your land, Lazara, in your Makdash there, and minimize the stumbling, right?
Yeah.
Wow, how did we eat Shlomim in the Midbar? It was usher to eat Basar Taiva. You know what Basar Taiva is? What's called Basar Taiva? Regular steaks. It's a Taiva. Shechitas Chulin was usher. When was it mutter to eat meat? Only through a water korban in the midbar. You know, in the midbar, we were not allowed to eat steaks for our own purposes. The only way you're allowed to eat meat is what? Through a korban. So if the only way you're allowed to eat meat is through a korban, it's impossible to be makdish without what? Being makdish at first. You cannot put a chulin on a mizbeach. You have to be makdish at first and then offer it. But if we're saying that we're always concerned with what? If we're saying they're always concerned that what? Nedarim and Nedavos are bad, according to the mayor, because a stumbling thing might happen. So how in the midbar were you able ever to what? How were you able to ever what? Eat shlumim in the midbar. Because Lamaisa, you couldn't be makdashit Lamaisa beforehand, and therefore you would be putting chulin on Mizbeach. That's a bomb kasha. So those are the two kashas that he asks. Go ahead. What's pshat? Since it's usher in any other way to eat meat, it must be that Hashem was commanding you to eat ayyadei shlomim, even if it's bab and eder. Meaning what? What's the answer that he wants to tie in? Even if it's bab and eder, what's the answer we want to tie in? You had no choice. You have no choice. So it's like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is commanding you explicitly that you can bring an eder. There's no other way to eat meat, so you have to be mocked this shit before. We have no other choice. And how does that answer the first kasha? What was the first kasha? It was on Reb Yudah Lamaisa that said it's tov to what? According to Lishna Kama, it's tov to take the darim. How do you say it's tov to take the darim? It's the pasuk. Is he answering that first kasha? He's not answering that first kasha. He's only answering the second kasha. And the second is being answered by saying, since it's bus of taiva, it was usher, you couldn't eat bus at all. The shlomim are nedarim and nedavis. So even the nedava, it should be what? Should be usher.
Yeah, but how does that really answer Romero's?
It answers the first, the second guy's not the first.
Yeah, how?
Because it's a special judge of otherwise we'd never be able to eat meat at all. So, even karbonas. So yeah, because shlomim were nedarim and nedavis. So even if Nadava, even Hari Afil Nadava Asr, even Lamaisa worried about Nadava's Rasa, he had no choice. So Meir says that they had to do. That there was a special heter that Hashem commanded them to bring in, and therefore they were allowed to do it.
But now they were getting
a chulin. What'd you say?
So Meir would say now that we could eat a chulin, but it's fine.
That's not a problem, Lamaisa. That's not a problem, Lamaisa. But Nadarim and Nadava's is generally a problem. And the times of what? The times of the Midbar, we couldn't eat our own steak of Shechita Schulin. You had a problem. How could we ever eat meat? So what's the answer? Hashem says, "Eat. I want you to bring me a shlomim." Normally, shlomim is what? Optional or obligatory? Usually it's what? Optional. Here it was like obligatory. Hashem said, since you can't eat meat in any other way, it's like I'm commanding you to eat shlomim. Even though it's bab and eder. And therefore you're allowed to do it. Halacha l'maaseh. You're allowed to do it. Not a problem. So who is that what? That answers the what? The second kasha, but it doesn't really answer the first kasha. First kasha was according to Reb Yudah, the Lishta Kama. How does Reb Yudah like what? Like Nedarim, when the Pasuk says in the Chumash, you shouldn't like it. That's a very hard kasha. How would you answer that? You know how I would answer it? I would answer it by saying what? When does the Torah say it's bad to take Nedarim? When would you say that? When you take the netter and you don't pay. If you take a netter and pay, it's fine. That's the way I think Reb Meir would what? That's the way I think Reb Yudah would answer that kasha. It's not considered to be a problem. No?
No.
He would interpret the pasuk by saying, when is it a chet? When you don't pay. What'd you say? Yeah, but Tysus says, Lamaisa, Tysus says, yeah, that's Tysus' answer. Tysus answers it himself. Tysus answered himself. Read it again there. Lishna Kama. No. I'll read from Lishna Kama. Lishna Kama in the Darim. Right? No, read from where it says, Lamaisa. Where it says, L'rabuta yet nami yesh liat. L'rabuta nami. Oh, I can interpret the whole pasuk talking about in the Dava. Go ahead.
The Neder Ksiv, the Hal Beneder, Lav Hazil Neymar, the Noder Mishayim, Tov Shari Ksiv.
Even though we interpret usually Dafka, but here you don't want the Pasuk Koelis, Shari Ksiv, Chitechto.
Tov Shari Ksiv, the Feet, his Tadel.
Chitechto.
How you saying?
Techdal. Haim Tidor Yechei. So that means the pasuk in the Torah be against the pasuk in Koelis, because the Koelis were saying you're allowed to what? You're allowed to take what in the Darm. And here the Torah says not. No, so it doesn't mean the Darm means the Davos. Go ahead. Oh, so what does he mean when he says Lishna Kamen in the Darm? So what do you do with the Lishna Kamen in the Darm? Lishna Kamen in the Darm says according to Buddha, the Darm are good. So if the Dharma are good, Natan says, if the Dharma are good, what do you do with the Pasuk? Chumash, go ahead. Varshin and Kra. So he doesn't leave it as a Kasha. He answers it. Go ahead. That's only if you don't pay, is it a Chay. But if you pay, it's fine. So that Kasha's answer. And the next Kasha is also answered. What was the next Kasha? How do we eat bus in the Midbar? You can't eat steak. Shechit Shkulim was Usher. Until we got there, it's Israel. So what do we say? And you can't mock the shit to the last moment. So you can't put a behemoth on the Mizbech that's chulin. What's the answer? Shem says, yes, it's okay. You can what? You can mock the shit a little bit before and it's fine. It's a special because of kosov. Even though it's Bob and Neder, you're allowed to do it. We're not worried about a takala, Nedarim, and Nedavis here. It's kind of like they were obligatory. It's like since it's Usher and any other way to eat Basar, it's as if Hashem was commanding you to eat through Shlomen. Shem says, Hashem's not commanding you to bring a shlomim. Hashem's saying, you want to eat a steak in the Midbar? The only way to do it is what? Bring a what? Bring a shlomim. That's the way we should say it. Hashem's not commanding you to bring a shlomim. Hashem's saying, if you want to eat meat, the only way you can eat meat is through what? Through the medium of bringing a makar of a korban shlomim. You don't want to eat meat? Fine. It's okay. You can be a vegetarian. You can eat milchiks. But if you want to what? If you want to eat meat in the Midbar, the only way to do it is through the channel of bring what? Of bring a shlomim. To bring a shlomim, then Lamai, so how do I makdash before? Makdash in a second before. And there won't be a problem. I'm not always worried about what? Takala? That's why Remeir what? Remeir says everything is what? And our sugya and the list of bosses says everything's bad according to Remeir, the Dharm, the Davis. Okay, in the Midbar though, they had no choice. This is the only thing they could do. That's what he means to say when he says, Vim Tomala Remeir, Lamai, so according to the list of Basra. Remeir holds everything's bad in the list of Bas. Argamar holds everything's bad. So what's going on? This is a special exception to the rule. Okay, finish it up. Bim Tomar, go ahead. How could they eat Shlom and Midrat's Aser, Lamaisa? You cannot shech some that's chulin. Go ahead. Since you can't eat meat in any other way, Sivalem, as if Hashem commanded them, Hamakom Hashem. Beautiful. You want to eat meat, the only way you can do is through Shlomim. So you'll mak this shit a second before. Even though it's Bab and Ender Medav, I'm not worried about a Takala because we have no choice here. Okay. See, in Nidarim, you're more worried about Takala, but Meir is worried about it by everything, by Nidarim and Nidavis. So why is it no problem? Because they have no choice. But nowadays, it's a big problem. And that's why Ramirez says everything's bad. The Dharm is bad. The Davos are bad. I'm worried about Takala, Takala, Takala. What's a Takala? Being over Me'ila. Deriving benefit. Okay, finish up, Taisus. Vim Tomar.
Vim Tomar, Rav Siv, Rishis, Tafes. Vidur Yaakov, Neder, Rav Siv. As Ashen, Vidardia, Ashlama.
Says in Yonah, Pirikimu, I'm going to fulfill my Neder. According to Meir, you never can take any netter. How could these Sadiqim, Yaakov, and Yonah take a netter? If according to Meir, it's always bad. The Dharma and the Davis. It's a great kasha. We saw that yesterday. What's the answer? Go ahead. Yesh Lomar. No, lay more. Lay more, Ledoros. What is the drush of lay more? Why is the Torah saying lay more? Vidur Yaakov, netter. Stop. Laymor saying, what was the drush on Laymor? Lidairus. Okay. Should that what? She what? Excellent. That's quoted in Shulchan Aruch we said yesterday. You're able to take a Neder Be'esara. Remember, we had three Shittas. So that's why Yaakov and Yaakov Atzadik, Rama calls Yaakov Atzadik, last halach in the Chesiris Bolin. He never stole any money. He was an employee. He was a great, he didn't take a 5-hour lunch break. He had the worst boss in the world, Lavan. The Rambam calls him Yaakov HaTzadik. It's an interesting phrase, the Rambam says. Yaakov HaTzadik. So you're able to take a netter when you have tzuris. Let's say over to Machlekes, the Rav said over. Please get it down in your notes between the Rambam and the Ramban. Davening once a day is D'Oraisa according to the Rambam. If you daven already once, then the rest of the day it's the Rabbanan. You have to daven, of course, but it's only D'Oraisa once a day. The Ramban says it's never D'Oraisa unless it's Esara. Just like the Nedarim are allowed to do Esara, the Ramban says it's only D'Oraisa when a person is in the state of Tzurus. So the Rav Zatzal had a fantastic shot in this Machlekes Rambam and the Ramban. I want you to get it. Fantastic. You know why the Rambam holds every day of our lives tefillas D'Oraisa once a day? Because the human condition is Esara. Without the Eibishter, you can't stand, you can't breathe. Please get it. The human condition is Esara. And that's why the Rambam holds it's what? It's D'Oraisa. The Ramban says Esara meant Esara Mamish. When a person Mamish has Tzuris. Of course he says you need Hashem all the time, but he says tefillah would be D'Rabban in general. Only when it's an Esara Mamish does Ramban say tefillah is D'Oraisa. Rambam responds, it is a sort of human condition. So it's a machlis, the Rambam, the Ramban, how to define a sar. Does it mean a sar mamish like the Ramban? Or does it mean more on more flexible, that a sar is the human condition like the Rambam? It's a beautiful hesber. That's what the Rav said, Tzatzal said.
It was based on
the
Avoda,
in place of the Avoda. Lo avda b'chol avavchem. But the Avoda wasn't. Heavy Avoda shem alev, zot tefilot. But the bottom line is that you don't have to connect it, plug it into Karbonis. It's a good cash what you're saying. But the bottom line is Avodah Shebelev. That requirement, was that only Sarah Mamish or not? Yes, Natan.
It's Drusha to say that all the entire time the new
pitch
is Asar, therefore
you
see it every day, but
it's not just the Drusha. That was the Ram's definition.
The halacha practically is they should say that according to the Ram, you should say every day. Would you really go the roundabout way of saying, oh, only Asar? And it happens to be Asar every day.
Yes, that's what the Rav held, the Ram held.
Wouldn't he just say
the Ram also requires Asar, but it's a different definition of Asar. That's what the Rav said. Why we bring this up? Because Esar is regarding Nedarim. Nedarim is a heter. Normally Nedarim are bad according to Meir. But Esar you're allowed to take. We had two other sheetas we mentioned yesterday about that. What were the two other sheetas? About Nedarim for what? Sadaka, remember? And Nedarim for the Beis HaMikdash. Remember we had the different sheetas. Halacha L'maaseh. Okay? So we got that what? We got that clear. We have this Tosis clear. So we got this? This is the pshat in the Tosis. I want you to know this. You got it? Okay, we got this core. Okay, let's go a little bit weiter in the Gemara. We got a few minutes, okay? Or you want to finish up from what we did yesterday? Why don't we finish up from what we did yesterday? We'll go weiter in the Gemara tomorrow, okay? Continue in the Gemara tomorrow. Yesterday we were discussing soldiers have the ability to eat non-kosher food called beef jerky. Gemara Chulin Yud Zayin Amar Alf Armasechta. There's a heter for them to eat non-kosher food. Machlokes Noram Nabat, is it a hutcher or the chuyu? When they're engaged in Mechemes Mitzvah, they have a heter. Even in Mechemes Shusa, according to the Rambam. Optional battle. We're trying to annex more lands. So Machlokes with its Begetah Hutcher or Begetah Tchuyu. So let's finish this up, Mahalach up, where we left off. What is the nature of this heter of what we call Katle de Chazir, beef jerky, the ham, the pork. It's considered to be what permissible to eat. But this brings us to the following. And that is that we find Lomaisa in this din of Kavlid Chaziri that this heter is only limited to the following, and I want you to get it. Yisurim of Jews. What do you mean Yisurim of Jews? What's the one food non-Jews can't eat? Avri Minachai. Would this heter of Kavlid Chaziri include Avri Minachai or not? Would it include Avri Minachai? So the Gemara writes in Chulin, in Ar Masechta, on Yud Zayin Amar Aleph, it says only what? Only Yisurim of Bnei Yisrael themselves. Lamaisa, what you capture from Goyim, Hutalahem. But Yisurim of Bnei Yisrael themselves, it doesn't matter. If you look at the Rambam, he never mentions this distinction ever. So it's an amazing thing. Avram and Achaz, also the Jews and the Goyim, that was never Mutter. only Yisurim are exclusive to Jews, like ham, like bacon, those things are mutter. But something that's also to Jew and Goy, those are not included in the heter. Now what's the raya for this? What would you say? What's the raya for this? Because it says beferish what? You could take the things that were in your enemy's home. Things that are asur b'nei noach wouldn't be in our enemy's home. Some of they're observant. The Sheva Mitzvah, at least we hope. So when we capture their home, they're not going to have every minachai. We're only allowed to take things that are in the enemy's home. What's going to be in the enemy's home? Ham, bacon, those things are mutter for what them? But they're not going to have every minachai in their drawers, in their shelves. So the Torah never mattered every minachai. That's how you read the pasuk. It says, "Batim lehem kol tuv." Now, what's difficult with this? What's difficult with this? Because I'll tell you, what did it say in the pasuk? It says, "Even things that they planted." Now, what happens if you graft? You know what a nectarine is? The grafting of a plum and a what?
Peach.
Correct. Now, are goyim allowed to graft? No. There's a bunch of dinim goyim are not allowed to do. They're not chayav misa for. Sheva bisvenoch, six of the seven negative ones, chayav misa. Seventh one's a positive command to set up a court system to abide, that they'll abide by the other six. Give me some examples of Yisurim that b'nei noach have, they're not chayav misa. Grafting, kishuf, sirus. They can't sterile, they cannot neuter their animals. Beferish and Gemara. It's not one of the seven mitzvot, I don't care. If Shmuel ben Chafti collects 30 mitzvot, going to have to observe, even though it's not culpable by death.
What if the animal has like an STD or something like that? It could spread a disease to other animals.
You mean Tzar Baal HaChaim, you mean?
Like that,
yeah. I mean, that could be. Tzar Baal HaChaim is okay if it's Letzorach B'di Adam. Follow me?
Yeah.
If people are going to derive benefit from this, no issue of Tzar Baal HaChaim. Also, Baal Tashkas. The no issue of Baal Tashkas if it's Letzorach B'nei Adam.
Deriving benefit means you won't
have a fisaron? Yeah, similar we'll say like that.
Okay.
But I want you to see the pasuk's describing they grafted the trees. So what do you see from there?
Even things are
usher, it says, it seems that what goyim are usher and that we had a heter on. So what's the answer to get out of that? How would you get out of that? What are they usher to do? Graft trees. But are they usher to put grapes next to wheat? What's that called? Kiloi Karim. That's only also for Jews, not goyim. That's what the pasuk's talking about. Kiloi Zroim, that they're not mitzuvim. Kiloi Kerim, they're not mesurin. So memela, what's under the heter of katle de chaziri? Only things that are also for who? For Jews, like ham and bacon. But Avram Minachai is what? Avram Minachai is also for Jews and goyim. So there's no heter of katle de chaziri by Avram Minachai. Is in the Torah allowing us to what? Do our kavas a what? Elan? No, it's not our kavas elan. What is it? Kiloi Kerim. That's a thing that's only usher for Jews, not for goyim.
Aren't kiloi zrayim mutter to eat?
What'd you say?
Aren't kiloi zrayim mutter to eat?
Yes.
So if they graft them, they would be eaten.
Right. Nectarines are mutter to eat also, right? Kavas Eilin. So Arya is asking a great kasha. But it seems to be the Torah was thinking about things that, even actions, that were prohibited. That's what you have to say. It's a great nakuda you're bringing up. Okay. Let's close with the following. There's a kasha on the chiddush of the Minchas Chinuch. I'll tell you what the kasha is. If you say like the Minchas Chinuch that katla dechazir only allows ham and bacon, but doesn't allow even minachai, then the Rabban's kasha comes back. Why did Hashem only command kagolas kelim on Midyan? Why didn't He command it on Sichon v'Og? Why Sichon v'Og? They cooked even minachai. See, if you claim that katla dechazir does not matter evi minachai, why didn't we have to do agolas kelim after what Sichon v'Og's war? Sichon v'Og had evi minachai in it. Katla dechazir doesn't matter that. So why did we have agolas kelim after Sichon v'Og? Why was it only after Midyan? Hear the kasha? If katla dechazir only matters what ham and bacon, doesn't matter evi minachai. Then after Sichemo, we should add Agolas Kalim, because we took their Kalim. Why was it only after Midyan? What's the answer? The answer is Eivim Menachai Zasher for Ben Noach. What type of Eivim Menachai? Mamash Eivim Menachai, but not the Bliya, not the absorption, not the taste. So in the Kalim, do you actually see Eivim Menachai?
No.
In the walls of the Kalim, you don't see Eivim Menachai. You have the taste. That's not Zasher for Ben Noach. If that's not usher for Bnei Noach, then Kadlet Chaziri allows us to eat that. Kadlet Chaziri only covers the things that are usher for Jews, but not things that are usher for Goyim. What's usher for Goyim? Eivim Menachai Mamish, not the Bli of Eivim Menachai. So therefore what? We didn't have to Mimagal our Kalim after the war of Sichon V'Og. We have a heter to eat from their Kalim. I this Bli of Eivim Menachai. That's not usher for Goyim. So that falls under the heter of Kadlet Chaziri. Amazing, no? And the tzir, the tam is mutter. Halacha l'maisa. And therefore the kederis were not asr l'bnei noach. Tutu l'chalutzit tzava. And you see from, I thought, are you going to point this out as well? You see this het of kadlet chazir doesn't just mean in battle. It means when? Even when you get home after the battle. It came from battle. You have this heter. So, Bez Hashem, we should have no wars. We shouldn't rely on this heter. But bizman hazeh, all the wars we have in Mechametz Mitzvah, l'chura, if you have no kosher food around, the Chayalim could engage in what? At least if it's in Eretz Yisrael. In Syria, we said, according to the Ramban, it's outside of Eretz Yisrael. Maybe not. But certainly in Eretz Yisrael, if they're fighting a battle, it's Mechametz Mitzvah, they have no other food, L'chura, they can rely on the heter of Kadlet Chaziri. Okay, we'll stop here. Everyone have a wonderful day. Proud of you guys. Tomorrow we go fight to the Gemara. Okay, we go fight to the Gemara with the Taisim. We got a lot to